This is VSiN's Bet the W. Here is your host, Danielle Alvari.
Welcome in to Bet the W. I'm your host, Danielle Alvari, joined, of course, with my co-host, Calvin Wetzel. You can follow him on Twitter, at CWetzel31. I would if I were you, because he covers women's basketball all year round. Not just the W, but also women's college basketball, volleyball. So just go follow Calvin. Save yourself a lot of trouble. We have five WNBA games on Friday. We didn't have a pod earlier this week. We only had a couple games throughout the week sprinkled in. And we are recording before the Thursday Liberty Aces rematch. I mean, how many have we seen at this point? And the Liberty have been crushing it. But before we get into the Friday five games, news updates, this is going to be my last show with VSiN. Things are changing. Grateful for the time I got to spend there. Yada, yada, yada. The show must go on, right? The WNBA season is going on. Calvin and I love doing this, obviously, if you couldn't tell. It's just so fun for us. It's a league I would bet on any day. And do most days, frankly. So Calvin and I are going to continue to do shows, previewing games, covering the W. And like I said, I know that Calvin covers this year round. So definitely follow him and all the stuff he's going to be working on. But the season is not over. So I will be done with VSiN, but I will not be done with the W. We have plenty of games left to talk about. And one of them, by the way, let's get into Liberty Aces. I'm going to leave it at that. Unless, Calvin, you have anything to add.
I am just glad that we are going to get to keep doing this. VSiN or no VSiN. Yeah. I'm excited for this to keep going. That's all I have
to
say.
That's a W. Let's do it. That's a W. Liberty at Aces. Again, we're recording before Thursday. I know that's not super fun for people if the game has already happened. But let's talk about Tuesday. The Liberty won 82-63. Commissioner's Cup, so didn't count in the standings. But nevertheless, finally somebody beat the Aces at home. Again, maybe not in official standings, but this happened, right? They covered a 7.5-point dogs. And didn't the players who won, like on the winning team, they got 30K each? Like, wasn't there something to play for here? And the Aces shot 33%, 19% from three.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about. We could fill a whole pod just about this game and this matchup, to be honest. You're right. The players all got some money for Breanna Stewart. Mm-hmm. Maybe his pocket change with all her endorsement deals. For some of these players at the end of the bench,
that's
like
rubies, that reminds me.
Half of their... it's like half of their yearly salary when you're on a rookie deal, so... It's a big deal. Standings are not. This game, I've talked to so many people about this. The Liberty win by 38 without Candace Parker. And then last night, the Liberty win by, I believe it was 19, right? Without Candace Parker. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to point to no Candace Parker. That means when the Aces go to the bench, they go small. Alicia Clark is at the four. It dominated on the glass. That's exactly what's been happening. JJ
just came back in to the fold. Yeah.
Yes. And we've been talking all year about how Jonquil Jones was coming off that stress fracture at the beginning of the year, integrating into a new team, and she wasn't herself. Post All-Star break, she has been herself. She's been racking up double-doubles left and right, looking like 2021 JJ, the MVP year.
And Commissioner Cup MVP.
Yes. Shout out to Jim Turvey, by the way, plus 3,400 on Jonquil
Jones.
Nailed
that, huh? God, so Jim. That's so Jim. Follow Jim Turvey, too.
Long shot Turvey game. Bets. Always... Tail Jim Turvey on long shots. Nails him every
time. He's good at futures. We're missing Jim Turvey on this show to round us out.
Let's get him on one of these days. Let's do it.
But yeah, incredible this matchup. I mean, we've been talking about this. We're so excited about the Jonquil Jones step up because we knew what this team could be. And they just have a lot more depth, even just adding back in Stephanie Dolson. That gives them a little bit more depth at this big position that they haven't had a lot of this season. I mean, attack from all over for the Liberty, and you pointed out no Candace Parker for the Aces, and that has certainly served them poorly, unfortunately, right now. It's very weird to see.
Yeah, this matchup in particular, because I think they can get away with that small ball bench lineup in a lot of matchups.
Against most teams.
And,
yeah.
Of course, they still have Kia Stokes and Asia Wilson starting lineup, so they're not really giving up a ton of rebounding until they go to the bench, but... This matchup in particular, when you have Stewie and JJ on the floor, and then, like you said, now you're bringing in Dolson, you're just giving up a lot of size against the Liberty, who took advantage of that. Jonquil Jones had 7 offensive rebounds. The Aces had 4 total rebounds in the entire second half. Not going to get it done. But that being said, you brought up the shooting. I'm very concerned about the rebounding in this matchup until Candace Parker comes back. If she comes back, I'm not concerned about the shooting because the Aces aren't going to shoot, what was it, you said 19% from three. If you look at the last matchup when they lost by 38, they shot low 20s from three. Those two matchups combined that the Liberty won, Liberty basically doubled them up. It was like 44% to 22% in terms of three-point shooting. That's not going to keep happening. So I don't think we're going to keep seeing these Liberty blowouts, because at some point, Aces shots are going to go in. These are two of the best three-point shooting teams in the league, and only one of them has been playing like it. But that being said, even when your shots go in, like, you're still going to struggle against this Liberty team if you can't rebound the ball. And that's something I'm really watching for tonight.
Right. And I think the Liberty getting everybody back, kind of getting into this later season form, and also with obviously the depth, but playing really well-rounded basketball, I think. And I don't know a lot of teams that are doing that right now. Now, it comes in flashes, but it's been looking a little bit more consistent lately, at least.
It has, and part of that, I think, is, you know, we talked about JJ, and then also Sabrina Ionescu has been consistently good since the All-Star break, and we used to get on here and talk about how she'd have 30 points, and the next game she'd have 5 points. Yeah. We've seen her consistently step up, I think, since the All-Star break, and we haven't seen any of those weird clunkers, which has been huge for them. And of course, Maureen Johannes off the bench, another one.
Yeah,
five threes last night, actually led the game in scoring on both sides. She is so fun when she gets cooking. So yeah, everything is starting to click for this Liberty team, and it's dangerous for anyone else, including the Aces.
Yeah, there's depth. They got depth. They got bodies. It's going to be good as we get into the end of the season, especially because we're probably seeing finals previews right now is what we think we're going to see, at least. I love this stat that I believe I saw Miles Ehrlich mention on his hit that he did. Go follow Miles. We're saying just follow all the W people. These are the people you need to know. Dano Mattia is one of them. He quoted Dano. So this is a double quote. It's like Michael Scott quoting Wayne Gretzky. But Dano said that since Becky Hammon took over for the Aces, they've only scored fewer than 65 points. Twice. It was the last two times versus the Liberty, right? They just beat them on August 6th as well, 99-61. And then, of course, the Tuesday game we've been talking about, 82-63. That is impressive. Any way you slice it. So I know that Calvin, again, this game has not happened at the time we're recording, but it has happened by the time you're listening, perhaps. But I went with the under on this one. We'll see if it pans out. We'll see. But that's the way I went with this one.
Yeah, these games have been weirdly slow paced, all three of them actually, even the one that the Aces won. When you look at the fact that both of these teams like to push the tempo in general, and yet all three matchups were below league average in pace, which is another reason that I'm just so confused and so intrigued by this head-to-head matchup. But if that continues, your under is going to be in great shape, and the line has moved down.
It almost feels like there's this respect going on between these two teams, is they know they can't just run them out of the gym, which the Aces will do to a younger team or a less experienced team or a team with less star power. And there's like this mutual respect where they are feeling each other out in these games. So hopefully that continues here, unless the Aces just shoot lights out, which they absolutely can do and have done at home many times. I think we could get this under, especially because I think it opened around 178.5, something like that. And I got it around 175. Might have been a little bit lower than that. But yeah, I think we can still get there. We'll see how it plays out, if it plays out like the other ones. Let's talk Friday. Let's talk about games people can actually still bet on. The Washington Mystics are at the Indiana Fever. The Fever is still just woefully struggling. But it seems like, at least based on how a couple of these games have gone relative to the spread, which again, great equalizer here, at least getting Nelissa back in action, maybe taking steps in the right direction, but probably too little too late. And then the Mystics, Shakira Austin back. Just one game, 14 minutes, but we'll take it.
Yeah, so right before we hopped on here, literally about 2 minutes before we hopped on, we got the Mystics injury report for this game. Yes. And Shakira Austin is questionable, which is a bummer because you hate to see when someone comes back from a long injury like that and then immediately is questionable again, like, oh, maybe something's lingering. So hopefully she plays. And Elena Delladon and Ariel Atkins are both probable, which is great news because neither of them played. They were questionable but didn't play in that last game you talked about. So would love to see them full strength for the first time in what feels like a decade with this team. This is, in terms of betting, one that you have to monitor this injury news because the gap between who plays and who doesn't in terms of, I mean, I literally think the Fever should be favored in this game if none of those players play. But the Mystics could run them out of the gym if they have all three of them. So it's definitely important to monitor. But I would count on the two probables playing and then Shakira, you know, kind of up in the air.
Yeah. And so for that reason, you would wait to see what you're going to get, or would you want to look one way or the other?
Yeah, I think I would wait. I don't think we don't have lines as of us recording this, but even if we did, I probably wouldn't hit this unless the spread was some wild number that made no sense no matter who was playing. But the range that this spread could be is just so wide with how talented these players are that are on the injury report and how many of them are when you have over half your starting lineup. So, yeah, probably something that I would monitor the news and wait and try to grab it once some players are confirmed in or out.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked to see that I'm looking at the Mystics so far this season when they played the Fever, and at the Fever lost 87-66. That was June 13th, I believe, before EDD was out. I'll double check if she played in this game. Yeah, Elena Deladon played, Shakira Austin played in that game, and they lost. So that must have been a wake-up call early in June. And then July 7th, they win by 12. Good. July 19th, then we have a lot of players out here, and they're starting to get back to losing. They lost to the Fever by 6. So just shocking to see them lose to the Fever by 6. I definitely didn't have that on my Mystics bingo card this year. But like you said, really high-impact players, so we have to see who's actually in or out for this one. You might, I don't know. If you get a decent number on the Mystics, would you want to take it given that they're listed as probable? Or do you, I mean, it's going to be baked into the line. They're going to know this.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it opens, given the current injury news, at anything Mystics, let's say -1.5 or worse, mm-hmm. that's pretty yeah. shaded towards the Mystics that we have been seeing in the last month or so. And at that Correct. Point, I would probably be willing to take it. But I don't think we're going to get anything that good. I think because, like you said, they're probable and not questionable other than Shakira, I feel like we'll probably end up getting something closer to Mystics -4 or something like that. And I would probably mm-hmm. stay away from that for the time being, at least.
Is there a number that would make you interested in the Fever at home? Home dogs getting some points, perhaps? Like if the line overcorrects because Elena Deladon coming back?
Yeah, well, right now, again, before we know the for yeah. sure status of any of these players, I would probably take the Fever if we got maybe 7.5, 8.5 points
sure.
at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I think
I was even
going
to say 5.5. I was really going to be saucy, say 5.5. Well, definitely check on the status before you decide on either of that. Let's talk about the Dallas Wings. They're at the Connecticut Sun. They just played a Tuesday. They won by 10. They covered as 3.5-point favorites. This total was 168.5 for that Tuesday game. It went over. That's 4 straight overs for Dallas, 5 of their last 6. Things are looking good so far for this Wings team. What do you think we'll see in this Friday game?
Yeah, so obviously the Sun are home in this one. That one was in Dallas and sort of a revenge spot as well. So mm-hmm. I would have the Sun favored by about 6 in this one. I do think that we'll see another over if we get another line in the 160s like that one was. That would probably be mm-hmm. my favorite bet. I would probably prefer that over the spread unless the spread is a lot different than what I'm expecting. But I definitely would mm-hmm. expect this one to be in the 170s, low to mid 170s. So mm-hmm. if you're getting another line below 170, I would hit that.
Yeah, I could get on board with that absolutely too. 169.5, anything in that range. And let me correct myself, by the way, they last played August 12th, which I believe was a Saturday. So that little time off, little gap to kind of prepare to play each other again, which is also important to note. What do you think of Connecticut right now, where they're at heading into this end of the season?
Well, one thing that I'm a little bit nervous about with him is DeWanna Bonner, because we saw her exit the game mm-hmm. before that Dallas game, 2 minutes in, mm-hmm. back injury. Backs are always scary. She did come back and play against Dallas in that game. Didn't look like herself. Seemed like she was kind of struggling through it a little bit. Part of why I think the Sun lost that game. Now, mm-hmm. we've had, like you said, basically a week off at this point, so you like to think that maybe she's going to be back to the DeWanna Bonner that we've seen all year, which is Fountain of Youth DeWanna Bonner, like, just has been going off.
Age.
Exactly. But it's something to monitor, because if that back is still sort of giving her trouble, then I would be a little mm-hmm. bit concerned if I were the Sun. And I'm not sure if the books will really adjust for that if she's playing. They're going to adjust mm-hmm. if players are probable or questionable or whatever, but if she's in, I don't know if they're going to adjust for players who are playing but not playing at their peak level. So mm-hmm. that would be something to maybe look at and look towards the Wings here.
Yeah, I could get on that. And I wouldn't mind live betting this game based on what I see out of the first 2 quarters from these teams. But I think I lean with Dallas on the road here.
Yeah, well, Road Dog Dallas is yeah. one of our favorite teams that I feel like I bring up on this pod every time we get a chance to. So if you get to bet Road Dog Dallas, that team has been good. That team transcends coaches. That team's been good for 3 straight years against the spread. And we're going
to
get Road Dog Dallas mm-hmm. here. So yeah,
they transcend their coaches. They do. They show up and it's just excellent. So yeah, hopefully we get DeWanna back. That's obviously important to the Sun team. Either way, I think I'm looking more towards Dallas in this one. This next matchup, I actually love both these teams, the Chicago Sky and the Atlanta Dream. Just both, they have that dog in them. You know, this is a feisty, I always say feisty with the younger teams, which Chicago, not so much. But these are two, like, really tough teams. I'd put these as, like, the tough teams in the league. They've already played each other three times this season. And most recently was July 9th. Atlanta won by 11, 99-88, I think. They covered as two-point road dogs, basically. They were not expected to win that game and won it outright. They actually have covered all three of the games versus the Sky so far this season, and all three of them went under, which might be surprising because Atlanta, very fast and paced. Chicago was fast and paced, and a lot has changed for them throughout this season. And speaking of changes, I have to eat my words here because Calvin knows I give the Atlanta Dream endless trouble about their defense. And guess what? In their last 15 games, Atlanta, number one in defensive rating, still second in pace. Amazing.
That's a very kind spin on it for the Atlanta Dream because they're also in that same span last in offense, which is why
you don't get to have everything, Calvin.
How many unders have they hit? Do you have it in front of you in the last month or month and a half?
I'll pull it up, but many, many unders.
Many unders. All of a sudden the defense is clicking, the offense is not, which is a recipe for unders on unders on unders. And if you look at the list, it's just you down the list. And especially the occasional times that they have hit it over, they still didn't cover. And so they've been hitting team total unders since before the All-Star break. They've hit every team total under.
Yeah.
It basically since the beginning of July. It's been 13 straight games. This is a
just
team.
Just misery. They covered one of their last 15 for Inquiring Minds. Under. They went, sorry, that's what I'm saying.
They went over.
I'm just so shocked. Yes, I can't even believe that. I feel like one of those hoarders who, like, they show up to your house and they're like, I didn't know it got this bad. I don't know. I mean, there was some stuff here, and now, like, there's 14 unders in the last 15 games. And we've talked about this on the show. We talked about when this streak started, and I have completely let it get out of control. This is so many unders. Like you pointed out, it's like they can't have it all. They can't have it all. They are still very much towards the bottom in turnover percentage, which is also the thing I harp on them endlessly about. And the only teams they've been able to cover against have been other inexperienced or struggling teams, aka the Mercury and the Fever.
Yeah, so the thing about the Dream is we just got, you know, they've been on this incredible streak of team total unders, of not covering very much, and obviously just full game unders with offense that has looked not good. Whatever word you want to insert in there. That's the podcast word for it. And defense that, like you said, has actually been pretty respectable. Mm-hmm. Now we have a week off for everyone except the Aces and Liberty. So what could happen is we could just see the exact same thing that we've been seeing for the last month and a half. But what could happen is you get the Atlanta Dream with some practice time finally, some time to sort of tweak some things, maybe install something different, come out, make some adjustments, and look totally different. So it's hard to know. I'll be monitoring. But the other important thing to bring up in this game is that Ryan Howard is questionable for this game.
She was huge in their last time against this guy. I think she had 32.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big loss if she doesn't play for an offense that already hasn't been clicking, and then to lose your top scorer or one of your top scorers could be a big blow to them. So another one to monitor and keep in mind. Mm. But this is a game I will probably ride Atlanta Dream unders, even after this break that they've had. Mm-hmm. Until they force me not to and start hitting overs again. So
I mean, you could have been making so much money. You still could be. Calvin has. Everybody else, you should have been. And I was like, I know I got in on a couple of these, but my goodness. So I can't have it all is what you should learn from that. Does that mean if you had to look at a side that all things are looking up? Are things looking up for the Sky, who have lost three and failed to cover three?
Well, this one right now, if I were opening the line with Ryan Howard questionable, I'd probably have it as a pick'em. So,
yeah,
and this
virtually
is in Atlanta. So, you know, the Sky, a little bit of a better team, especially lately, going on the road, cancels that out. You're going to move that maybe a point or two either way, depending on if Ryan Howard plays. But, yeah, if they're going to give us any points with the Sky, I think I'm going to take him at this point.
Yeah, I agree. They've done slightly better in these dog spots, especially, I believe, on the road, ATS away. Yeah, about middling for the Sky. Frankly, the fact that the Sky have been able to middle, given how their season played out, I'm I'm proud of what they've done. But ride those Atlanta unders. Doesn't look like we have any reason to believe they're ending anytime soon until proven otherwise. And even if you lost one at this point, if you would bet all the other ones with Calvin, you would be up so much. Let's talk about the Liberty at the Phoenix Mercury in a back-to-back spot, right? The Liberty in a back-to-back spot and also played the Aces twice. And the Mercury have covered four of their last six. Okay. Scored 90 and 91 versus the Sun and the Mystics. Of course, not fully healthy, but still, that's something. I can't get behind the Mercury, though. I can't. Maybe an under here. That's where I think, of course.
Yeah, the under might be the better play here because it's hard to get, you know, I don't know if you're not getting behind the Mercury, I don't know if we can get behind the Liberty either in this spot. Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously we're recording this before we see how they look tonight. But yeah, back-to-back with travel in between as well. And not only that, but a back-to-back coming off of easily your biggest
finals preview, basically.
What's the word? Yeah, like you're putting so much energy. Yeah, into it's like you just got done playing a little mini final series, spending all that energy into two straight Aces games that are massive for your season, Commissioner's Cup championship, and then a game that you really need if you want any chance at the one seed, both on the road. And then you have to turn around, travel, and 24 hours later play a team in the Mercury that hasn't looked nearly as bad lately under Nikki Blue than what they did earlier in the season. Like you said, covered in four of the last six. They beat the Sun outright, actually twice, but once in the last week.
Right.
So I would be nervous about a letdown spot or just a rest spot. And we could see, who knows? Last time the Liberty played a back-to-back, Courtney Vandersloot didn't play just for rest. That was against the Lynx. They lost that game.
Great point. I'd see that again.
So
yeah,
We might see someone like Courtney Vandersloot rest in this game. So I would be very, very nervous to hit the Liberty unless you get a really, really low line in this one.
Yeah, the first thing I think of is an under. You're going to probably see a pretty low total because the Liberty are in a back-to-back spot and also just the Mercury situation right now. I can't go on a side on this one. Obviously, we don't have the line for it just yet. If anything, there might be a live situation. Basically, like you said, you have this huge trap game spot for the Liberty, but they could probably still beat the Mercury because they're that much better than them. So just fundamentally right now. So really tricky with the side, but I don't mind an under here. Probably on full game, not necessarily for me on one team or the other, because again, the Liberty's still on their bad night against a Mercury team that still doesn't play a lot of defense. It could still swing a little bit their way, but I expect they'll be tired. And like you said, travel. They're going from the Aces game to this game on Friday. It's a lot. It's a lot. Even though it's West Coast, I don't love it. The last game is the Lynx at the Seattle Storm. The last time they played, this game went to overtime. The Lynx won 99-97. They've covered both times versus the Storm this season. And weirdly enough, six of the last eight Lynx games have gone over. They've covered five of them in that time.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Storm are a team that all of a sudden is playing really good defense and not necessarily like Atlanta Dream level under streak, but definitely been hitting more unders than overs. So when you look at both these teams, there's a little bit of an opposite effect in that regard. This one, that matchup you talked about was so fun, by the way. Jewel Lloyd and Nafisa Collier absolutely went at it in that game, and I would love to get that in this game. Betting aside, let's just, or we can put a betting spin on it. Like maybe just take both of their overs and just hope for something fun.
Who's going to score more points?
Yeah, look, give us those lines. You know, in the NBA, we get the line, like head-to-head point matchups, like money line and spread. Like, well, just give us like Jewel Lloyd -2.5 against Nafisa Collier or whatever the line would be. Like, how fun would those type of bets be? I would get into that all day.
Oh, I was gonna say you have to probably lay 200 with Jewel Lloyd to score more. She's the option on Seattle, and Fee is incredible. But there's some other options. I have them all on my fantasy team. But Seattle is just Jewel Lloyd. She had 41 in that overtime game, and they still lost. They still lost.
How many did Fee have?
Fee only had 31 only.
Only.
It's like
only
kind of
31.
An embarrassing. Yeah, I mean Jewel kind of like. Stunned on her a little bit, so yeah, that would be a fun prop. Calvin should be making props. That's what he should be doing. So for this game, which side do you like to win the game straight up?
Yeah, well, to win the game, going with Seattle, definitely. Okay. I mean, if you gave me a pick, it's Seattle easy. I would probably have the line in the mid single digits, so maybe -5 for the Storm right now.
Okay.
The Storm have been playing really good basketball, and even without Gabby Williams, they've still been playing really good basketball. They've been covering
concerning
more often than not. Yeah, it was tough to see her go down, but they really haven't skipped a beat. Honestly, it's honestly what it's been is Sammy Whitcomb since. Not only in terms of like spacing the floor, her veteran leadership, being able to shoot, but opening up things because of her shooting gravity. Like Ezzie Magbegor has been playing a lot better on offense since they went to that, less double teams. And I believe in this Storm team right now. We saw them beat Kemp, come back and beat the Dream in a couple games ago in a game that they were underdogs in that I bet. And it was really fun to watch them go on a 15-0 run, I believe it was, in the fourth quarter. I just feel like it's a team that has a lot of momentum and is clicking right now.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the Lynx learned losing to the Fever also concerning, just a little concerning for me.
Yeah,
I can get in on it. I like it. I like it a lot. I think tomorrow, I don't know why, I feel like it's going to be, you called last week, you totally called your shot. You said it was a underdog money line kind of, or an underdog day.
It was
right?
A home dog day. Three
home
dogs.
Dog kind of day.
Storm
Thank
or one
you.
Of those in that comeback win. Storm or one of those home dogs.
Yeah, on the right track here. I feel like it's gonna be a live betting day for me on Friday. I don't know why. I'm expecting to see some funny things in some of these matchups, so might have to see if we can get in on anything fun. What's your favorite bet on this board? I know we don't have lines, but favorite game you'll be looking at here.
Yeah, you know, my favorite bet is probably the Atlanta Dream team total under, just because it's I've been saying this.
No one can fault you.
It's a death and taxes bet right now. Death and taxes and Atlanta Dream unders. It's like Duke, if anyone who follows college basketball, they went two straight months this past year, the Duke women's team, of hitting unders, and that was our death and taxes bet, death, taxes, and Duke unders. And that's what we have with Dream team total unders right now. So I will be hitting it almost certainly until it doesn't cash.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. We have a last win of the week, Calvin. Do you have a last win of the week? I mean, we're going to continue covering this, but
yeah, the week? I do. I'm going to end on one. We usually have one that already happened. I'm going to end on one that's about to happen. Because it's
calling your shot.
It's going to be more of a win than anything that has happened so far this week. So,
okay.
Volleyball. All right, volleyball season is starting up. The first win is just the fact that volleyball season is starting, and tomorrow, today, when you're listening to this, Friday night, Illinois State, my squad, they have a scrimmage. Next night, they have an exhibition, so it feels like it's real. I'll be going, watching live volleyball in person. That's a win. I'm very excited for this weekend. And I told you this off air, but along with that, next week, myself and two others, Mike Bowie and Aaron Barzilai, are going to be launching a volleyball stats website, because volleyball does not have nearly enough stats and data available like basketball and all these other bigger sports do. So we're going to be launching a volleyball website. I will put it out there once it's official, once it's actually up and launched in public. I'll put it out there on social media. You can find it. But that's something that I'm really excited about, and that's going to be a huge win. I guess next week, that'll be my win of next week. But just the season starting this weekend is my win for this week.
That's amazing. And creating a project from scratch is just, I mean, it's a win. And it's a labor of love. And it goes into my win of the week, which really is my win of the season so far, is just getting to start the show. So thank you to everybody who joined us on Bet the W, followed us, listened to us, interacted with us. It's so fun for us. And that's why we're going to continue to do this in some fashion. So look out for those videos. Calvin, I would love to do some that are like live the day of the game, maybe a live situation. So you guys let us know what you think would work best. Or if you want these early, I know this is a bit too early because we don't even have lines yet. We'd like to do it when you have the lines, and maybe on the day of the games. That would be fun. But this was something that I wanted to start at VSiN before I was even officially hired, like over 3 years ago. They asked, what other sports are you into? And I was like, I really want to cover the WNBA. And now here we are. So I'm just so glad that we got to bring it to life. We're going to keep it alive, at least in video format. We're going to workshop the podcast side. We're only two people. But thank you guys so much for the support. Calvin, anything to add?
I've just been grateful I've been on you with this journey. I'm excited for the journey to keep going, whatever it looks like.
Yeah, and it gives me an excuse to hang out with Calvin every week, at least virtually. So thank you guys for the support. Watch the W, bet the W, and keep looking for the W's.